if your identity is not fully anchored, right, in God, then you will look to people all the time to confirm what God has already said about you. Okay.
Hey, babe.
It's Aisha Christina.
Nice to meet you.
This is Quality Queen Control.
What is happening?
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Quality Queen Control. Guys, I am just so grateful to be in better spirits than I was last week. So, transparent moment here. I normally do batch film as I'm doing today. Praise him. And for some reason, last week when I tried to film in my little, you know, my little garage set that was royal blue, that color eats down on me. I just, for some reason, was not really, I don't know what it was, but it just was not it. And so I intended on taking a little bit of a break, then was like, you know what, let me just film at a time where I'm in better spirits. Because the truth is, I've done this long enough to know that you can feel the energy when somebody is speaking. Like, it's just, you know, if you know, you know. If you understand, you understand. And so the whole week was just like womp womp. I was also fasting as well during that week, and I just was just in my head for some reason for majority of it. I had a really weird dream last night, and I'm not really someone that dreams that often, but I have to, like, I don't even know what really to make of it. But nonetheless, I'm fine. I am just feeling very, very happy that I'm in much better spirits and I'm back to myself and in my jovial mood like I always am. And it's in those moments of me feeling just like overwhelmed and just like blah and just not the best that I realize that like God is still good even in these moments. And also it makes me even more grateful for the times that I do not feel that way, like now, like today, because I do not want to feel like how I felt last week in any capacity. And when I tell you it lasted all week, I mean like Monday all the way to Friday. Like it was just nuts. Anywho, I hope you are doing well. Okay. And I saw some of you guys' comments that really warmed my heart. I mean, truly, the support and community that we are building on here is incredible. I want you guys to make sure that if you are watching this on YouTube, that you are hyping this video up. If you have the option to, this gets us back into the algorithm. And speaking of algorithm, I had one amazing supporter comment and said, Aisha, why such few views? And I responded saying, well, hype the video up so we can continue to show up into the algorithm to help to push the content out there. Because listen, if there's one thing that I stand 10 toes down on, okay, besides Jesus Christ, okay, is my content. I'm 100% very, very confident in what I produce and the channel in general, okay? So I stand 10 toes down on that, and I'm very proud of what, you know, we have here on the channel. So yes. All right, now that we got all that stuff out the way, thank you for listening, guys, and spending some time with me. I want to talk about patterns. I want to talk about mirrors versus misalignment as well, okay? So a lot of the times we hear about patterns and discernment and all the things, but at some point you really do have to sit with yourself and ask yourself, why does it feel like you are experiencing the same cycle in different people? And if you really dig deeper, you will actually discover that a lot of the ways that we treat ourselves are a lot of the times reflected in other people. Now, there are sometimes exceptions to the rule where people are going to be people regardless, but also we expect people to love us out of those circumstances. And we're hoping that that'll be the fixer and the band-aid to certain issues. But you're experiencing the same confusion. You're experiencing the same inconsistency in your friendships and romantic dynamics. You're also experiencing the same emotional outcome from certain dynamics as well with a different face. So there are actual psychological reasons for that because, one, hello, we can't defy science here. And also there are spiritual reasons for that as well. Not everything in your life is just happening just to happen. No, some things are supposed to be noticed by you. they're supposed to be picked up on. They're being revealed to you. That's what's happening. And patterns are one of the ways that I know for a fact that God is trying to get our attention. So patterns are what? Repeated experiences, especially the ones that drain you. Hello, they could, or the ones that confuse you, or the ones that leave you, you know, questioning yourself. But I want you to shift your perspective and think about this. What if this pattern isn't punishment? What if it is instruction? Hello. You know, Oprah Winfrey said something that I really love. She said that sometimes, you know, God will give you a little nudge, like, you know, hello, like, you know, pay attention. And if you don't listen to that, then he's gonna, like, you know, knock a little harder before he knocks you right upside your head. And you don't want to be that person. You don't want to be such a stubborn person where you have to learn everything the hard way, you know? So the real question is, what if God is having you see something early and clearly, actually, over and over and over again, and, you know, because he wants you to respond differently to it, but you keep showing up the exact same, but yet we claim that we really want different. But this is why, you know, the pattern keeps repeating, because we're praying for change, we're asking for change, but we're responding the same exact way every single time the test shows up. Every single time the test shows up, you're failing the test. You're failing an open book test at this point. And this is why it's gonna keep on repeating. Your pattern is not just who is showing up. No, it's what you entertain, it's what you excuse, and it's what you refuse to walk away from. All right, let's put it into context here. I really want to be sensitive when I'm talking about this, because I'm not trying to be disrespectful in any capacity, but this whole Secret Lives of Mormon Wives situation, if you know, you know, and who doesn't know? Are you living under a rock? Like, it really does hit home for me witnessing this whole, you know, Taylor, Frankie, Paul, and Dakota situation, because as much as people are insinuating, listen, there's probably DARVO going on here. DARVO is an acronym. For what it stands for specifically, I do not remember, but you can Google it, as did I, and I realized what it was an acronym for. But the point is, once you unlock that certain behavior out of yourself, it's gonna keep on building from there. And also, not for nothing, the way that Taylor acted with the whole, you know, situation that we saw, that is a public information online, where she was getting physical with Dakota, that was not her first time doing something like that. I'm saying that with conviction, all right? I want to be respectful here, and I'm saying this with conviction. That was not her first time behaving like that. Whether that was with him, whether that was with someone else, because that type of behavior is an escalation, right? Where maybe something happened over and over and over again, and you finally had like a breaking point, but it always starts out small. It's like if you're in some sort of abusive dynamic, the first time it's a shove or it's a smack. It's a, I'm not going to do that again. And then the behaviors start to progress, you know, where they're dragging you, you know, and it gets violent without having to get into too much detail. And so I knew, because I have witnessed someone in my life before, that I've watched their life go downhill. One thing my father always taught me is the wrong man will always give you the wrong plan in life. Okay? Like, men and women have this unique ability. Like, when you are in a healthy relationship, let's just say this. When you're in a healthy relationship, there's this ability where being with the right person for you elevates you in such a way. They help you blossom. And it's not even something that they're necessarily trying to do. It just happens naturally, where you're blossoming because you're in the right dynamic. Okay? I digress. So here we have that situation where, like I said, I have witnessed a person in my life before that their life went downhill as soon as they kept honestly choosing, at this point, the same type of partners. Abusive. Now it completely rewired. For me, it seems like this person's personality just completely got changed, when they've always, this behavior was building up behind the scene and I had no clue about it. They became violent. They tried to put their hands on me. Like, it just was bizarre. And I saw that same exact spirit operating in the Taylor Frankie Paul situation. And I was like, okay, yeah, I know that that was not the first time that something like that has happened. There's just no way. Am I blaming her? I'm not blaming her. I know that it takes two to tango, okay? And it's so convenient that Dakota, for some reason, we never see the physical evidence of the things that he's doing. Why is he sticking around? If you know that someone's treating you like that, right, allegedly, then why are you sticking around if you're the sane one in the situation? Co-parenting has nothing to do with that. You guys can co-parent in a way where you still have limited contact with each other. So you see what I'm saying? Like, they are both mutually guilty of continuing to entertain this toxic cycle. He is, I have no words for him, actually. Nothing else to give for that man, okay? But I will say, you know, my heart definitely goes out to Taylor, and word on the street is, allegedly, that the season is going to be canceled effectively immediately. Now, I also do think, I'm not talking about The Bachelorette, because we already know that's canceled by the time you guys are seeing this, okay? It is canceled. But apparently the Secret Lives of the Mormon Wives show itself also got canceled. What is happening? Okay, so I personally predict that maybe Bravo might pick it up. Maybe Oxygen maybe might pick it up. Someone is probably going to want to pick up the show because it is an entertaining show. And it does suck that our version of entertainment, let's call a spade, is watching other people do crazy things. When you think about these women's friend group, ostensibly, it's very toxic, if we're gonna call a spade a spade. Anyways, let me get to the point here. With Taylor Frankie Paul, she always talks about the fact that she doesn't feel she deserves love. That tells you we accept the love we think we deserve. So as much as she speaks of her disdain for Dakota, she still keeps showing up into it. She still keeps functioning in it. That incident happened prior to her having her child with him. Okay, she got pregnant after that incident happened. What does that tell us? That we clearly go towards what is familiar, hello, rather than what is the right thing to do. That speaks volumes. Because if we all knew that certain things were bad for us, it would be just as simple as not doing it because we know that it's bad for us. However, we all know that that's not how life goes. Okay, people are always making perpetual poor decisions, even if it's as mundane as, you know, eating poorly, right? Well, mundane in comparison to this context, eating poorly. And we all know that certain fast foods and things like that, fast food period, is bad for us. It's bad for our health and all the different things. But sometimes it's just not enough to stop, right? You still want to, eat these foods, all the different things, and we shouldn't. But it's, think about that. You know, one of my favorite quotes is, it says, before you try to change someone else, consider how hard it is to change yourself, right? That is real. So here we have someone that's in this dynamic, and it's for the whole world to see. So it's easy for us to all get on our soapbox and all cast judgments and vocalize our opinions and all the different things. I'm aware of that. However, the truth of the matter is that this is familiar to her. This pattern with him is familiar to her. And that's just the truth. And so she functions in it. And the same goes for him. And he's skillful at not letting his, you know, dirt be as open from what we currently know right now. We haven't seen any footage of him being the antagonizer in, you know, domestically. Let's just say that in the least. But everything she does is like explosive, and we see it all happening. But it just goes to show, like, when you're in that toxic cycle, and what are your beliefs about yourself? Her belief about herself is that she doesn't deserve something good. She doesn't deserve love. And she has self-hatred. It's the truth, which is why she continues to put up with a man that she also claims that she hates. So let's talk about mirrors, right? And I want you to hear this through a spiritual lens, right? God will use people and situations to reveal what is in your heart, testing for the fruit, right? It's not to shame you, but it's to refine you. It's going to show you where your boundaries are weak. It's going to show you where your identity isn't fully rooted. It's going to show you where you may be seeking validation, even outside of God, in my personal belief. So if you end up in situations where you're feeling like you are overlooked, okay, and you're always having to ask, man, like, do I truly believe that I am chosen? Why is it that no one chooses me? I want you to think this. I'm expecting people to choose me and I never choose me. Explain. I'm expecting people to choose me and I never choose myself. It's all connected. Ladies and gentlemen, it is all connected. All right. You are in a situation where you're feeling like you're always getting neglected. You're feeling like people show interest in you, then they back up. You're feeling like, why is it that same inconsistency? And you have to face the music and realize that about yourself and realize that there's a deep correlation to your relationship with yourself and the men that you are attracting and the friendships as well sometimes that you are attracting. Hard to admit, but it is true. You know, and I ask myself these questions all the time. And I think in the last time that I experienced something that felt like a pattern, I immediately was able to clock it and got away unscathed because I saw it now. I'm like, not today, Satan, not ever, Satan, you're not catching me. Okay, then. So if you are the type of person that you keep overextending yourself, you have to ask, like, am I trying to like earn something that should be freely given, i.e. love? Do you not have the true, people love talking about that they love themselves, they respect themselves. Do you? Do you really? Because it's going to require a lot of you that you used to excuse. It's going to require deep emotional, a deep emotional autopsy. And it's deeply excavating, emotionally excavating, where you have to really face the music and say, listen, I say I want this, but these are my actions. I say that I want this, but this is what I keep on entertaining. As soon as something weird happens, I'm filtering it through a million different situations and scenarios, excusing the behavior. That's where you went wrong and you betray yourself. I am of the personal belief, right? When you value something, you're not going to put yourself in a position to lose it. And men know immediately when they meet you what category they're placing you under. They just know. They know that immediately. So you have to watch their actions and that tells you exactly where they're placing you. All right? So if your identity is not fully anchored, right, in God, then you will look to people all the time to confirm what God has already said about you. Okay, let's talk about the discernment here. So discernment, right? This is where a lot of people get it wrong because everything can feel like a mirror, but there are times where maybe it's not a mirror, right? Some things are simply misalignment. There is a such thing as that. Discernment is what tells you the difference. So there are people who are not a part of your, they're not supposed to be something that you should be fixing in any capacity, all right? Understand that some people are just gonna people regardless. Some people are gonna people. That means some people are just emotionally unavailable. Discernment is how you can tell the difference. Some people are just simply immature. You should use discernment to tell the difference. Some people are just manipulative. You should be able to tell the difference. And that means in this particular case that it is not a reflection of you. That is a distinction that I need you to understand because there is a difference between mirror versus misalignment. And the mirror is something in you that continues to participate in that cycle. Misalignment is simply the, you know, this person is just not for me, all right? It's giving tea versus coffee or like, you know, whatever reference or whatever the case is. You understand what I'm saying. This is where a lot of us get stuck, right? Is we're trying to self-reflect our way into staying somewhere that maybe we should have probably just walked away from. You know, it's like, why are we trying to come up with a million excuses? I'm telling you, love is for the strong. All right. Relationships are for the strong. And if you, again, I say this again and again and again and again, if you want a serious relationship, you gotta start shutting down 99% of the things that you used to, you know, okay. All right. It is what it is. Sometimes we are so far away from what we desire that we feel so beat down. We think there's just no way someone's ever going to be okay with, you know, meeting my standards. I'm just like, I'm tired of it. I might as well start somewhere. I mean, nothing is perfect. And you start just coming up with excuses. You don't see it as an excuse because in the moment it feels like this is just how life is going to be. Then you have other people around you that are not people that uphold high standards, and they're egging on this behavior and making you think that, yeah, girl, you know what? Just whatever. Just let it rock because, you know, not every situation is perfect. Yeah, okay, I understand that. But my version of what I want to accept is very different than your version. You're okay with, you know, going 50-50 on going to dinner and paying for dinners and all these. You're okay with that. I'm not, which means what I require is going to be different for me, right? Which means respectfully, I'm not going to be taking your advice because how you go about relationships is going to be different. You have another person, again, the exception never makes the rule, so I don't want to hear it. You have another person that's like, huh, well, I got with my boyfriend on date number 3, and usually that's an indication that something serious is, I've heard enough. You have another girl. Men are not stupid, ladies, like a lot of people think that they are, okay? They might act like it sometimes, but they are not stupid. Everything they do is intentional, especially in the beginning. I feel like sometimes we like to tell ourselves that as an excuse, like, oh, like, yeah, they're just so stupid, whatever. Now, certain things men are very intentional about, and one of that being where he places you in his life and how he's going to be treating you. Very intentional. Just like the truth is, there's a guy that's going to be taking you to Red Lobster, and there's another guy that's going to be taking you to Capital Grill. There's another guy that's going to pretend he left his wallet at home and he has no idea how that happened. And then there's another guy that's going to pay the bill. You probably won't even see when he pays the bill. But you have to use discernment. And I mean this in all genuine sincerity because there are also men, and I do find that this happens, where they cosplay as gentlemen as well. Like I said, this is why we're talking about discernment. Discernment is everything. There are some guys that will legitimately cosplay as the biggest gentleman and all these different things. And I know that there are also some people that comment saying like, oh, this is exhausting. I'm just done dating. Then be done. Am I telling you what to do? I'm not telling you to go chase, you know, him and him. No, I'm not doing that. But this is just how the game goes when it comes to dating. And I say game lightly. I don't actually mean an actual game, which is why I no longer subscribe to you should have a roster. I made a video on that. That's well over like 100,000 views talking about that. No, I do not believe that you should be having a roster anymore. All right. 100%. I do not think that that's especially if you're over the age of 30, because let's be honest here, you probably don't like half the people anyways. Be so for real with yourself. Are we doing this or are we not? Let me tell you something off topic, but I don't care. The dating game is so frustrating because I know for me, I'm a very strict person, always had a strict program. Okay. Always. And it's so insane to me that it feels like it becomes the societal norm that you have to accept such nonsensical nonsense in the beginning of a relationship, because it's almost like, well, it's just a rite of passage. Okay. Like it's frustrating that we have to accept, oh, well, he was doing this and doing that. Well, we weren't together, so it doesn't really matter. It's like, don't you want to have, especially if you're over the age of like 30, don't you want to have a clean slate where, you know what? I was with this person. I gave it 100% a shot. I know, wishful thinking, how dare I? But I operate by different principles anyways, right? Kingdom principles. But I feel like if we're going to do this, we're actually going to do this. I'm not going to be competing against you, all the different things. And I feel like this is where things don't make sense in, like, I guess the secular world to me, where it's like, I don't understand this mentality of, well, let me just continue to just like date around, because this is where I feel like sometimes men get trapped and they never really grow up, where it's like, I have this option, that option, that option. All right, now you start to, again, this is an immature mindset, but you start to think, all right, well, she's not going to do that. She will. So let me keep the both of them. Each person almost like serves a specific purpose for you, as opposed to you just saying, listen, we should like reinvent the dating game, guys. Like, I don't know. Like, we should just redo the rules where you agree to date somebody and it's like, okay, let's give this a month or two of a fair shot. just me and you. Because what happens is the second that that person does something or says something that you may not like, instead of bringing it up and addressing it as you would in an actual relationship, instead you kind of placate and then you go and entertain another option. Okay, well, whatever. That, and then now you're like hot and cold with a certain individual. Do you understand what it is that I'm saying? It just ends up being this thing where no one learns how to properly problem solve or anything. So a lot of the times we tend to try to heal our way through something that actually just requires discernment. You have to discern situations. Whatever you are allowing is where your power is. And men intrinsically know this. It's not even all the time a calculated decision. They intrinsically know, oh, okay, well, I hit her up at 6 o'clock. We're supposed to be meeting up for 8:15 or 7:15. And I hit her up, hey, you coming? I'm sorry, like, when were you planning on? And you do this and you think, oh, well, at least he still checked in. It is what it is. I'm telling you, it makes a difference. It makes a difference that that happened and you showed up anyway. I'm telling you, it tells him a message of, oh, all right, I got away with that. All right, she's cool. She's cool. Like, she's a cool girl. Like, I don't have to like really up my standards for her because she's cool. Like, she was okay with that. I'm telling you, it's the same thing as a man trying to get with you, right? He's trying to get with you. He's initiating things. He's trying to whatever, you know, whatever. And you're thinking like, oh, whatever. We have a connection. We just like each other, whatever the case is. And as soon as you go and do that, all of a sudden he becomes less interested. But here you were thinking, well, we were on the same page. We really liked each other. Doesn't it get exhausting having to filter your information through, you know, your friends in a certain way? Where it's like, you're telling one person this, you're telling another person that. Like, listen, like, that's exhausting. Been there, done that in a friendship dynamic where it's like, man, I don't even trust this person fully to say what I want to say. Or maybe you feel like, oh man, I don't want to disappoint this person because I know that I probably shouldn't have did this. Or maybe I don't think this person would approve. So kind of that sort of situation. Do you understand? Everybody has been through it where you've done it, but it gets exhausting after a while. You know, if you're going to do something, stand 10 toes down. All right, this is what you did. Like, what is anyone going to do? Beat you up for it? You know what I mean? But the truth of the matter is, again, if you want things to go in a certain direction, there are certain rules you have to play. It's so funny how people will be in the comment section talking about what they're not going to be doing and how they're done playing the games and all these different things. Yeah, but then how come it's a universal rule that, and this is, it's a universal rule that why can't you just go on a date and get with a guy on the first day you meet him? Why is it that almost every single time that man is probably not going to talk to you again? Why is that? Why is that? If there are no rules and like things can like whatever, you never know what's going to happen, then why is that one of the things that never fails to be true? That once you get with a guy prematurely and especially outside of commitment, secularly, okay, these things happen. You don't notice that? Interesting. Okay, I digress. So why is it that these patterns tend to repeat? Well, like I said, you're repeating a pattern that feels familiar, and familiar somehow feels safe. Even if it's inconsistent, even if it's draining you, even if it leaves you feeling anxious. God does not want you to feel anxious. He doesn't want you with a loser. He doesn't want you to constantly be having to worry about, does this guy really like me? What did he really mean when he said? He doesn't want you to have to do that. All right. But your mind will choose what it recognizes over what is healthy every single time. So somewhere along the way, in your experience, you probably learned love has to be earned. You probably learned that attention is going to come and go. You probably learned that you have to prove yourself in order to be chosen by this guy. And that's why you will subconsciously recreate that dynamic over and over again, because that's what feels normal to you. And this is the thing that people just simply do not want to accept, that you don't attract what you want. No, you don't attract what you want. You attract what feels similar to you. So how do you break the pattern? Well, firstly, you got to identify it. You got to be honest with yourself. And then you have to look at your last few situationships, relationships, friendships, and say, what is the common denominator? Not just in them, but also in you, mama. All right. And then take radical responsibility. Not the blame, but radical responsibility. Where did I ignore something? Where did I overextend myself? Where did I stay longer than I should have? What did I tolerate that I shouldn't? Because you, this will force you to have to raise your standards and your boundaries, even with yourself. Have boundaries also with yourself. Because awareness without change is just always going to sabotage you, even though you have clarity. Makes no sense. All right. And then also change your response. So it's not just your type. It's because people will switch the aesthetic with the same dynamic. You're switching the aesthetic. I remember I thought, let me date guys that are like a little bit more closer to my age. But it was giving like different aesthetic, but the same type of like vibe in a way. Okay. Like, you know what I'm talking about. And finally, you have to really get comfortable with leaving early. I've seen all I need to see. Not going to wait until the whole ship, sinks. I'm just going to leave. I'm not villainizing you for it in any capacity. It just doesn't align with me. I'm done. This is just what I want. Because otherwise, people will beat you down and project their feelings onto you and have you thinking that, well, this is what I accept. Everyone's not going to be perfect. And when you're, for you, it's just basic standards. So the pattern is always gonna break the moment that you choose differently, even if it feels uncomfortable, okay? So just recognize that you're attached to potential. You feel stuck, okay? But you're not. You're attached to the idea of what could be. You're attached to the validation that you're getting in the beginning. You're attached to, oh my gosh, like if I don't, who's it going to be? Like how many, I don't know what I'm supposed to do from here. If it's, if I'm not going to be able to, I feel like I'm saying no to everybody. Yeah, that is how it feels. Okay. So your pattern, and I say this with love, okay? Your pattern is, you're in this pattern not because you're unlucky. You're in this pattern because something in you is still agreeing to it. That's just the truth, babe. All right. But here's the good news. Once you see the pattern, you cannot unsee it. And once you start choosing differently, well, everything is going to start to shift. So when you heal, that's when your patterns will truly change and your life will change. So I want you to take a moment today and actually sit with this. What is a pattern in my life right now? Because awareness is the first step to breaking it. So if this episode has resonated with you, I want you to send it to someone who keeps asking, why does this always happen to me? And with that being said, do not forget that I love you and God loves you. I'll see you beautiful angels in my next episode. Mwah.